peace cover you within without the same. If I choose peace within, there's peace without, outside. You can't have external peace if it doesn't begin with your mind. You know, I like to refer sometimes to the preamble to the charter to UNESCO, one of the United Nations organizations. How this got in there, I'll never know, but it's in there. Wars begin in the minds of men, and therefore it's in the minds of men that war has to be ended. Something like that. I forget the, but that's the idea of it. Wars begin in the minds of men, and therefore it's in the minds of men that the causes of war have to be undone. Something like that. Right? It's brilliant. I don't know if the authors knew what they were saying. Surely nobody has paid any attention to it. But you have to get to the cause. But your personal wars begin in the minds of you, in your mind. Your perceived conflicts between yourself and the world, and people in the world, begin with you. They're in your mind. Of course, projection makes perception. And the corollary is ideas leave not their source. The idea of guilt never leaves its source in the mind, which means projection doesn't work. Because projection says ideas do leave their source. The Holy Spirit says ideas leave not their source. In fact, that's the atonement principle. The idea of God's Son, Christ, has never left his source in heaven, which means there's no separation. But that principle, again, also holds for the split mind. Since there's no world out there, because ideas leave not their source, anything I'm reacting to out there has to be in me. Again, I'm not talking about what my eyes see. It's what my mind does with what my eyes see. Okay, you're not responsible for people raping and killing and torturing and killing and dropping bombs. But you are responsible if you get angry about it and then blame it on the heinous crimes of these evil people. That's a lie. Because if you believe God's Son is guiltless, you couldn't be angry. And you would hear what the world calls evil as a call for help. And so you did not hear the call and had lost a friend who always wanted to be part of you. The soft, eternal calling of each part of God's creation to the whole is heard throughout the world, this second lesson brings. That's what you will hear. And that peace will cover you within, without the same.